Noble viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today, we'll find out about two devoted Australian animal rescue groups, Animal Rescue Queensland and Wildcare Australia, who in early 2011 saved many flood-affected animals in the southeast region of Queensland, Australia. From December 2010 until February 2011, heavy rains fell in Queensland, producing some of the worst flooding in the state's history. As a result, 52% or 905,000 square kilometres of the state was underwater and three-fourths of Queensland was declared a disaster zone. Over 200,000 people and at least 70 towns were affected, with 35 losing their lives and another 9 residents listed as missing.
After the floods, which happened on January 11th, many dogs, cats, birds, all sorts of animals lost their home, including thousands of wildlife.
In the aftermath of the flooding, shelters and rescue groups in southeast Queensland were quickly overwhelmed, and thus many animals needed a home. But fortunately, numerous local people were willing to help.
The major impact after the January 11th was that people actually lost their home. The fences were flooded, so, you know, animals will just wander. So that's why so many have ended up at Pound.
In order to preserve the lives of as many animals as possible, Mel Gillard, coordinator for foster care, rehoming and animal placement at the Brisbane City Council Evacuation Centre, along with passionate animal rescuer and vegan Simone Hewitt, formed Animal Rescue Queensland, or ARC, which saves animals throughout southeast Queensland, including the areas of Brisbane, the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast and Ipswich. Currently, ARC has 61 lovely dogs up for adoption.
Veterinary care is very expensive, but you know, we are a no-kill rescue group, and so our aim is, no matter, we raise the money and we get the work done on the dogs. So and we just have to assess each case and we take things 1 hour at a time.
Working with teams of devoted volunteers, ARC brings animals out of local shelters, then searches for their missing families or places them in loving foster homes. Foster caregivers such as Ms. Margaret Barton of the Ridges Pet Resort, who took in 6 dogs during the flood relief project, provide the animals with a temporary loving place to stay. This process helps speed up the animal's recovery and allows ARC to better understand how the animals behave in a family setting so as to find them suitable forever homes.
I've got to help everybody, got to give everyone a go during the flood. I've had customers where their houses have been totaled.
In line with her organisation's compassionate ideals, Ms. Hewitt follows a 100% animal product free lifestyle.
To me, it doesn't matter if it's a toad, if it's an ibis, I don't care if it's any species, we're all creatures of the earth, we're all the same. So it was just a progression for me to become vegan, and I love it. I feel better, I'm connected to nature. I feel that even my dogs and my bird, I just feel a stronger connection because they know that I'm not eating them. Health-wise, your body's not dealing with acidic protein every day. You know, it's not dealing with the impacts of eating a protein that isn't, you know, suitable for the human body.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wished to support Animal Rescue Queensland's flood relief efforts and thus provided ARC with $2,070 for veterinary expenses, $1,600 in canine necessities such as leads, collars and deworming pills, and $1,035 worth of vegan dog food for their foster carers. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai gifted a copy of her number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life, a selection of her DVDs and vegan chocolates. Our local association members presented the gifts to Animal Rescue Queensland on Supreme Master Ching Hai's behalf.
We can attract more foster carers and keep foster carers on board too by giving them some financial support by way of these products.
Yeah.
So that's excellent. Thank you very much to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Margaret Barton also received a contribution from Supreme Master Ching Hai of $621 for expenses related to fostering six canines during the flood crisis, and was also given vegan chocolates, a copy of The Dogs in My Life, and a number of Supreme Master Ching Hai's DVDs.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, thank you very much.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet. Now.
Another benevolent non-profit organisation that looks after Australian wildlife affected by the floods is Wildcare Australia. Wildcare takes in sick, injured and orphan animals with the goal of rehabilitating and releasing them back into the wild. In 2009, the group aided nearly 3,000 birds, amphibians, reptiles and mammals.
I'm Christina.
Yes.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Kylie.
And I'm Rhoda.
And we're from Wildcare, which is a wildlife organisation for rescue and rehabilitation of animals.
The name of the property is Coomalong here, and it's a Victorian Aboriginal dialect meaning place of plenty possum. And that's why we bought it, and it's a sanctuary here for the animals.
We've found that initially we had a lot of orphan babies coming into care with the rain before the floods. Possums, wallabies, there's been a few roos, sugar gliders, bandicoots, and bush rats are the other one that's been coming into care. And it started for us the week before the floods with the heavy rain. They weren't coping. And then when the floods came, we had lots of injured animals, and unfortunately only about 10% of those survived the injuries from the rushing water. We had a lot of injuries with pneumonia. And then we've had evacuated ones from other carers who have lost their homes, and they've been evacuated. And they've had to come into our care, which is little Rudy here. After the floods, there's very poor food out there. And the animals who survive or are injured, they're having trouble finding food sources, so they're now starving as well as their injuries. They're walking out in front of cars, and now the mums are dying, so we're left with quite an avalanche of orphans.
The Wildcare carers have some amazing rescue stories.
I think this little fella came from Gatcher and then went to Karana Downs, and then it got flooded in there as well.
Yeah.
And then when Lexi was able to get police approval to take in some of the items that they needed, milk and fluids and things like that, at the same time Lexi's rescued this one and brought him out because he needed to get to some vet assistant pretty quickly.
We filled a car, evacuated a carer that wasn't ready for the floods, and I filled a car with six cats, six wallabies, 20 birds, and five possums. Well, the floodwater was up to our knees, and by the time we were leaving, we couldn't go back the way we'd come. We had to find a way out, and there was only two ways in and out of this section of Rockley. And we got out, and we rescued them, and they've gone to other carers now. But that was the Tuesday of the floods, and that was scary.
Lexi's Ark. Floods.
Through their experience, Wildcare's carers have found that the best medicine to promote an animal's rapid recovery is love.
And Buddy came out of the Mogul area.
Yep.
His mother had severe fractures from being tossed in the water, but he survived, and he really enjoys being down someone's shirt. And apart from a bout of pneumonia early on, he's doing beautifully. Adapting really well. A lot of the ones that have come into care, that we're keeping them honest because they do cry, they are traumatised, they have bad dreams, and they just need that reassurance and love. And I feel that they'll make it through if we can give them that motherly love that they're missing out on. Even some of the bigger ones like Sutton, you know, normally we wouldn't carry this size around, he'd be in an aviary. But with my mum and myself and Fiona carrying him around, it's probably given him more of a chance, because obviously he hadn't eaten for 7 days when he came in, so he was very, very emaciated. And he thinks Fiona's his mother now, so he will only eat what she eats. So, so she's eating a lot of possum food. Rhoda probably only slept 4 hours for the last 3 weeks, because she is so excellent with the babies. And I think I find that it's that day you let them out and release them into the wild again, and you know you made a difference. You saved the species in some small way.
On behalf of Supreme Master Ching Hai, our local association members brought Wildcare many gifts of appreciation for their praiseworthy work during the floods, such as her books, including From Crisis to Peace, and the number one international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life, as well as a number of her DVDs and vegan chocolates. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $5,096 to help Wildcare's carers pay for the food and veterinary bills of the rescued animals.
On behalf, we'd just like to thank you so much for all the beautiful work that you do. You're fantastic, and thank God for you that these animals can live and have beautiful lives. So
Thank you very much.
Really like to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai. Really appreciate you helping some of the carers, and in particular helping all the wildlife that are in care. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. We do what we do because we love it and it makes us feel good, and I really appreciate the help. I'm a little overwhelmed right now, but I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for the flood relief.
Our hero's salute goes to all the staff members and volunteers of Animal Rescue Queensland and Wildcare Australia for your admirable efforts of helping our animal friends in need. Your compassionate hearts are truly big beacons of light that brighten our world. For more information on the groups featured today, please visit the following websites: Animal Rescue Queensland, www.animalrescueqld.com.au, Wildcare Australia, www.wildcare.org.au. Sweet viewers, thank you for watching Animal World, our co-inhabitants. May the world be blessed and elevated through heaven's grace.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/AW.